All right, man. Tyler the Creator, Scumfuck Flower Boy.
Wait, Scum who?
Scumfuck Flower Boy.
He has fuck in the title.
You didn't listen to this?
I didn't have time. I really went. I told him I was like, man, I need to listen to it. But I've been so like, cause I'm leaving out of town. Yeah, I'm leaving out of town. So I've been busy.
We understand. We
listened to it on the plane.
We understand.
I wanted to listen to it before the.
I definitely wanted you to listen to it because of Goblin. And all of the stuff that you said in Goblin, I just wanted to see if you were going to revisit any of that.
Yeah.
Tyler the Creator. Make sure you put the apostrophe in there. Or shit.
Comma, bro.
Yeah. Fuck. Comma. You see? Everything we were just talking about? Yeah, the comma. I'm sorry. Make sure you put the comma on there.
I'm sorry. Wait. So fuck is in the title, like the word fuck is in the title.
Fuck Flower Boy.
It's Tyler, man.
Yeah. But I didn't think you could do that.
What you mean?
Cause you remember like Mr. Motherfucking Esquire, he had to do the MF thing.
But I think he was trying to get. Yeah, exactly. I think he was trying to get off.
Say what?
Yeah, that's because like for coverage.
Yeah.
Right. Like that was his fucking name. So that's all people gonna say over and over again. This is a fucking album title.
Yeah.
Right, but it's an album title.
But here, on the pre-release in iTunes, it only says Flower Boy.
See?
But the true title is Scumfuck Flower Boy.
It's so, going to be censored, but
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, why would you?
Because it's Tyler.
It's Tyler, man.
It's just interesting to me. I'm sorry. I know we haven't gotten into the review, but that alone is just interesting. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, and this is completely irrelevant, but I wasn't sure where that came from, and I kept thinking, I was like, Scumfuck, where do I know that from? And there's an old punk dude, Gigi Allen, had a saying, life sucks, scum fuck. And I don't know if that's where Tyler got that from, because I know he listens to all kinds of weird shit.
Probably.
So I was just wondering if there was some kind of correlation, and I never had a chance to really sit down and think about it that hard. Mm. But maybe there's some kind of reference there, I don't know. Because what the fuck is a scum fuck flower boy?
You know, it was funny that you mentioned they listen to all of this music, because I don't know if everybody knows. I know we know, but I'm talking to them. If they know that Tyler produces a lot of his own shit, he produces a lot for our future, and there's a distinctive sound, but it sounds like nothing else out there. So it makes sense that he listens to a whole bunch of weird shit, because his music is reflective of a whole bunch of weird ass shit from the beginning. And I want to say that this is the least weird album that I've heard from Tyler. Goblin was obviously way out there. Wolf was cool, but this right here to me was very different.
Soulful.
It was soulful. It was mature, and that's the aspect of it that really took me for a loop. But I guess it's to be expected. He's getting older. I think that on this he's being more introspective in terms of being more concise with his emotions, being able to detail those out. One of my favorite songs on here. Garden Shed. Like the first couple times I listened to it, I'm like, all right, cool, soulful, whatever, whatever. This is different for Tyler. But when I started listening and really trying to digest the lyrics, I'm like, so is he? This is his version.
Going there already? No, talk about the album. Just going right to this.
Okay, fine. Fuck it, Mike.
No,
fuck it. I'll go to the beginning then.
No, go ahead. Ask the question. It's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah. Is he coming out of the closet on that joint right there?
Why keep looking at me?
Like the boys in Linux and shit. Adrian, would you say Adrian?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm listening, I'm digesting these lyrics, and I was like,
so did you catch the other lyric? I've been kissing boys since 2004.
What did you hear
that? Yeah, he said that too.
I'm
kissing white boys. Make it clear.
Yeah.
Why am I kissing white?
What song was that one?
I forget what song. What song was that? I Ain't Got Time. Because he also says, yeah, because it was
in I Ain't Got Time.
Yeah, because follow that, he says, all smiles over here, shout out to the Garden Shed. So the Garden Shed is clearly referencing a closet.
Yeah.
He's finally, in his mind, out of the closet, and he's just.
Y'all see what Mike G said?
My nigga ain't gay, just like boys.
Mike G's stupid as hell.
But that's Mike G though.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So I do think that's interesting, because if you recall his previous work, he said a lot of homophobic things. He, of course, received a lot of backlash for it. I think he even addressed it. But on top of not even that, he talked about girls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not the homophobic things he said, it's just the sex you talked about the most was nothing but girls smashing girls, this, that, and the other. He also kind of said something about that on this album. I can't remember the line exactly, but he said something like, you know, just not really into them, but sleeping with girls just to kind of brat to my boys or something along those lines. There's plenty of stuff online about it where people have went through his old tweets mm-hmm. and basically said, you know, found him saying that he's tried to come out before, but nobody takes him serious. And of course, Tyler is a very jokingly yeah. type guy, so nobody will
take
yeah.
him serious.
Yeah, take him yeah. serious when he's saying stuff like that.
And I also thought another interesting lyric was when he said, like I could come out and it'll all just go away like Frank Ocean.
Oh, I thought it would go away like Frank. Yeah. Boom, poof, mm-hmm. but it's still here.
But it's
still,
yep.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know what that means though.
I don't
know.
Because think about when Frank came out the closet, right?
Oh, it was just kind of controversy like, would go away.
It would just,
I get it mm-hmm. now. God damn, Mike.
Yeah, so when I heard that line, I'm like, damn. Like,
I thought the feelings would go away.
Yeah,
well, so I was confused.
That's been a topic of conversation right. around it. Because of the reveal, I guess, if that's what we want to say. I don't know if he's actually said anything since then. So really, we hear what he's saying here, and I would like to, well, I don't care whether he says something or not, but, mm-hmm. you know, for the sake of what everybody's thinking, you know, it'd be kind of cool to say, well, what are you saying, Tyler? You know, but again, that's on him, man. He can do whatever he wants. Much like you, Raph, I think when I'm listening to it, very soulful. I actually saw that he produced all the tracks. Is that right, B?
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised because I was listening to some of them like, dang, did Tyler do all of this? Mm-hmm. And then I looked.
For the most part. Yeah, for the most part. Like,
yeah.
I know
him or the Phillies or right? Left Brain
yeah.
or something
yeah.
like
oh,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I thought it may have been some of his other people's, but because it was just
so jazzy.
So yeah, I did not expect that at all.
But it still had the Tyler producer like.
It still had that Our Future sound.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It still had that in it, like their signature sound.
Yes.
The thing I noticed the most about this album, I do like the album. The thing about it that I pulled out, right, is beyond just the overall like sound, rapping, the set features, whatever. I think, man, Tyler sounds like he needs to talk to somebody. You know, because it's all out here, man. Like, the 911, like, everything is just about how he's depressed and,
yeah.
yes. And I'm like, I'm listening to this like, God damn, dude, man, you need, I hope you are getting help.
But hasn't he always?
But he said that in the last one, I think he said he's not depressed anymore.
Yeah.
If you listen, like, if you go back to Tyler's albums, like, however he's feeling is in the albums. Angry, I'm young, when he was angry and rebellious and this, that, and the other. You know, then Wolf, I think he was talking about, like, just his family and this, that, and the other. And then, you know, Cherry Bond is like, hey, I'm happy. I want to just rap about good. And then this is like, he's back in a place. And that's all I'm hearing. And, like, I was playing this at night and you know, and just listening to it and the sound is captured in that.
Yeah.
Like the sound is very heavy,
yeah.
you know, and I'm like, oh my God, like not only, like when I listen in the daytime, driving in the work, it didn't sound like that. When I listen to it at night, just kind of with just chilling, I'm like, oh my God, like the sound is there.
Yeah.
And even on 911, this is the last thing I have to say, you know, but like, even when he said, somebody said something before I pressed the 911. Like, in my head, it was like the 9 being the gun and the 1 being the finger trigger. And I may be totally wrong, but it was just kind of the way he said it. And I was just like, God dang, like, this dude, man, like, good album, but yo, bruh. Hey,
I feel you on the good album. I definitely, for me, I think this is Tyler's best work because the production is the thing that caught me first too. I was just like, damn, like this is so layered. It's so, to me, like doing this Dead End Hip Hop thing, listening to so much hip hop, to me, I feel I can tell when an artist is extremely intentional. Where they put things, I'm gonna just put this interlude that's a minute and a half, you're just gonna get 20 seconds of me rap it. Like there's a reason for everything. And on this project, I'm not saying Tyler's never done it before, but I don't think that he's done it like he's done it on this. The execution on this thing is flawless to me. And the way that he put it together beginning to end. And let's just like just simplify it a little bit, right? Like this nigga rapping on this shit? The way he started off on the first track, Forward. The first lines when he was like, I had to write this shit down. How many cars can I buy before I run out of drive? How much drive can I have before I run out of road? And he just kept going. I'm like, damn, nigga. Thank you for setting the tone. I think that's another major thing, especially when you're going to come out emotionally, right? Like, and peel those layers back, that you gotta set the tone with the first track. Like, you gotta grab my ears. And Tyler did that throughout this project. Now, he kind of lost me here and there because it was just a little weird, and he's extremely weird, and he does that at times. But overall, man,
weird, like, what do you mean weird?
Yeah, where's the weird?
Just quirks, like production wise. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just it being weird in that way. Yeah.
He'll flip a beat real quick.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck did that
exactly?
Come?
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
So you know, like I'll see you again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the beat switch up.
Yeah.
You know, and is the male singer throughout this, is that all Frank Ocean?
It's a guy that sounds like Frank Ocean.
Okay,
not
yeah.
Frank Ocean.
Wow.
It's this
shit.
Guy.
Is that Rex Orange?
Yeah. I think he's like a British guy or something,
yeah.
Right?
That dude's dope.
Yeah.
He's dope as fuck.
I thought it was Frank Ocean too.
Yeah.
It's not.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Is Can, is that the band Can?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm trying to figure this shit out. I'm like, because it's
where do you see Can?
It's on the first track. The first track, it says Can and Rex Orange County.
No.
And that's, I'm like,
Can is a krautrock band from like the 60s and 70s.
I know, but I was just trying to, who the fuck is Can? I thought it was them.
Stuff together, well, like,
but I don't.
I'm saying no. Let me look.
But you know, he's into like all that stuff, so I figured it probably.
Can's not trying to go do nothing with him.
I know, but I don't know.
And now that you say it, maybe I don't know.
But I tried to find, I thought maybe Can and Rick's Orange County was a group. Like together, and I did a search for that because I just
holy fuck,
I need answers.
It is them.
It is them. According to Genius, it is the krautrock band.
Wow.
What in the fuck?
Wow. Okay.
Okay, Ken. I assumed it was like some producer or some singer. How the. Did Tyler the Creator get Can on his album?
I don't know. It shocked the hell out of me when I saw it. I was like, is that? No.
This is a band that were some of the weirdest motherfuckers in the world in the 60s and 70s. Like, they were doing shit that was weird then that would be weird now.
Right.
But they have no connection to modern music. And Tyler doesn't, even though Tyler's eclectic,
yeah.
I would not think that he would contact Can of all bands in the world and be like, yo,
why
come
not?
Be on.
If they were weird in their time and he's weird in his time, why wouldn't you connect with someone like
because
that?
Because Can is not a band that a lot of, they're not like the cool band for rap dudes to listen to.
I get that.
Like at all. Like they're not even the cool band for rock dudes to listen to.
It's not about a cool thing though with him.
But I'm saying they're not a name like that. So the fact that Tyler is his age and he knows who the fuck Can is, first of all, is impressive.
Right.
The fact that he went and got them on his album makes me like, how the fuck?
It's not weird based on what you're saying, is all I'm saying.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. It's just, I guess it's weird because I just didn't think
that it
that
was
that's
them.
A collaboration.
Because you were like, no.
Yeah, I was immediately like, no, but now that I'm saying no, let me make sure my no is correct.
Right.
And it wasn't. God damn, Tyler, you the shit.
Can I be honest?
Yeah,
I like your shit.
No. But I guess because I was reading the text messages wrong. I only listened to this album twice last
ooh,
night.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean.
That's honest like that.
I'm just being honest.
I mean, we figured as much.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't have.
Thanks for joining the review.
I didn't have really a lot of time to like digest lyrics and stuff. But I will say this. On the production level, this shit sound amazing. As far as just on the production alone, I was like, holy shit, Tyler, like the production, how the shit was textured and layered throughout this whole damn album, I'm like, right. Man, and like looking back from, you know, Bastard and Goblin and stuff, I'm like, damn, like, dude, he has really elevated his production game just as a whole, and that was one thing that I got from this album right away. Hit that rewind button quick and listen to the album, because I was just like, I was so blown away with the production, I ain't gonna lie, and I had a Vince Staple moment with Blank Face as with ASAP Rocky on this Who That Boy. Bruh, I was like,
oh my god.
Shit. I said, oh ASAP Rocky, if your album's going, if you're going to be rapping like this on your next album,
I can't remember where
I'm
going
to say it right now that I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know if it was like in a pop
his last album.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a podcast or another like review, this. But I remember saying like I didn't even realize it was ASAP Rocky.
Dude, I think we all talked about that before. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I can't remember what we talked about.
I think it was just
ASAP. How much was that gonna be?
No. You first listened to that shit, I didn't realize it was ASAP either.
Yeah,
I knew it was ASAP.
I did not. I was like,
you don't usually rap like that.
No,
right?
Yeah, you. But there's no other rapper that sounds like that.
Yeah,
but he didn't really sound. It was different at first. Yeah. Eventually, it sounded like ASAP, but it was something about when he first started. It's like, wait, who the fuck is this? Like
he snapped like the second part of his verse.
Yeah.
Like it's that summertime 06 with a number 9.
Come on, yeah.
Wait, hold on. What was it? Summertime 06 with a number 9. Nigga never mind was before Vince another time or something like that. I was like what?
Nah, he was snapping.
Yeah. He fucking was. Rapped. Yeah. I was like,
I've never heard him rap like that before. I was like I said, if ASAP, if you're gonna sound like this in your next album, I'm looking forward to that shit, cause he blew me away. Besides Tyler's production, I was like, damn.
Is Weezy back?
Yeah. He's on his way.
Hey, I can't.
He's front. On his way.
When I first heard that shit, I was like, nigga, cause he said moolah, right? So I'm like, hey, Weezy, I'm not sure, but nigga, well, how long was that? Like a 20-second verse? Mm-hmm. He killed it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
like yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear Weezy.
Gave her my apple, but she swallowed the seeds.
And then you know, if Tyler changed the album to Flower, and then you know, you think of the album Flower Boy and dropping, man, yeah.
Yeah, I love this project, man. And I agree with him. This might be his best album. This is his most realized album. This is his most concise, cohesive. It's just, what he did with this project was just so dope. And I have somehow managed to avoid a lot of the gay controversy when I first listened to it. So I didn't really know any of that stuff. And I wasn't really sitting down with the lyrics the first time either. I was just listening to the album. And even though it was like a neo-soul kind of vibe, it was like, this shit still sounds sad. And you catch lines here and there where, yeah, he sounded depressed. And I thought the same thing. I was like, I thought he was over this.
He said he was.
He said he was over this. But then when you sit down and you listen and you read the lyrics to this, then you're like, oh, I fucking get it. And yeah, from the moment he started off the first song, I was like, okay, I get where this is going. And there were just so many little subtleties in this where it's like, damn, Tyler is really maturing and just opening up so much. And like, yeah, it's like, I know we don't really care to listen about, you know, the problems of rich people. And no, I don't. But for some reason with this project, I felt it. It was like, he's talking about being lonely. He's talking about the fear of irrelevancy. You know, which I don't think that we've ever heard Tyler really talk about. I'm scared of being irrelevant.
He's always trying to big himself up.
Right. Like, I'm the shit.
But I get no credit.
Right.
Yeah.
So that aspect, I was like, that's really interesting. And then it was the other thing I thought was really interesting was it seemed like any or most mentions of excess, like I have this and, you know, I have this fancy car. It was all admittedly to like overcompensate for him actually being sad. I forget the exact line, but he talks about his car like being his only friend or something.
People are tired of me talking about cars or something like that.
But these are my only friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, god damn. And the thing that was really interesting is when you listen to the song November, and I didn't get it at first either, but the whole November idea is him referencing a really damn near perfect time in his life. And when he's talking about how he wants to go back to November, and it's like the whole album just seems like he wants to go back to when he was really happy.
Second track talked about, you know,
right,
and how things was before things changed.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I didn't catch this line either until Falcone tweeted it at me. He said something like, all my day ones turned into number twos and threes because of track 7. And I think track 7 was that the line?
Yeah, threes and fours because of
Yeah, yeah, that's it. All my day ones turns to threes and fours because of track seven, which is Garden Shed. I was like, fuck, I didn't catch that the first time. And I was like, god damn, Falcone just broke the fucking Da Vinci Code. I was like, Jesus. Wow. So he's really looking at this like, this could really fuck me up. And I'm so, oh man, bro.
So with that said, you don't think this is a ploy?
I don't think it is. And if it is, even though I don't really talk about Tyler like that, but if this is a big joke, then I feel like I would lose a lot of respect for Tyler, because this is it's way too personal. And this is almost, I don't want to call it a groundbreaking type of deal, but it kind of is. You know, we've been talking about it's going to take a rapper that has undeniable talent to make people stop looking at rapper sexuality as something to discuss. And I know we've been spending a fucking hour here discussing it, but it's because it's important. So I don't think it's a ploy. At least I really hope it's not. But either way, not a slouchy jam. His production is fucking incredible. The way he raps is fucking incredible. It was just everything about this project was just so fucking solid.
Like, going back to what you were saying, you hope this isn't a big joke, right? But then if you think about 911 and Mr. Lonely, and the line he said, like, the person that's joking the most is the one that's probably, you know, fucked up on the inside, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But, so, it's like, I think him joking so much, like, and him trying to come out and people not taking him serious, I think that has probably messed with him. So, because of that line and the things he's done in the past, I don't think he's joking. And it would be, he would seriously fuck
up. And let's think about this too. Does an artist always have to speak from their perspective? He could be speaking from another person's perspective.
No,
this is.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
You're right. Like, people do take stories from other people and write about them. Because
Lupe used to do that.
But with Tyler, this is different. I want to go back to something else you said, like the problems of the rich or the celebrity. And why, like, this kind of captures you a little bit more. It's like, we've known Tyler since he was a kid, right? So it's almost like we're growing up with him. So while he's a celebrity and rich, we, at least for me, it's still like, you're still that 19-year-old, 17-year-old kid way back with Baxter and Our Future. So it's like, you haven't transformed into that celebrity. Like, you have the status and this, that, and the other, but I don't look at you in that way. So when I'm hearing you, I hear you a little bit different. It's like sometimes we may, you know, we've known Ralph since he was 20 something, and it's hard to come out of that, like, hey man, like, hey dog, you like grown up, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you look at you, I have to look at my own son, like, damn, like, you really grown, like, some, because we're so used to them being in that place that over time we don't allow them to come out of that in our head.
Well, I think the fact that we've known him for so long as a kid is why I think about him that way. Because he's a kid who was thrown millions of dollars and overnight fame, really. Overnight fame. All of a sudden he has a TV show. He's doing interviews everywhere. He does a tour. He comes back with gangs of cash.
Popular and clothing line.
I forgot about that. His own clothing line. And it's like, you look at someone that's young, that's given all of that, and you, at least for me, I immediately say, like, you should have no problems in the world. I don't know why, but for some reason, I just take this a lot more seriously than I would some other rich rapper talking about depression. I mean, depression always sucks. I always take it seriously to a degree, but it's just like, for some reason, this one just, it fit, it worked.
So my favorite tracks on this joint, Forward, Who That Boy, Pothole, Garden Shed, and I'm gonna say Dropping Seeds.
Favorite produced tracks.
Right?
I mean, who That Boy, that's definitely one.
Who That Boy?
911 to Mr. Lonely. That's it. But y'all, I enjoyed everything
on
here.
Forward, Where This Flower Blooms. Let's go, Who That Boy, Pothole, and Garden Shed.
I'm going to say Where the Flower Blooms, definitely Who That Boy. Who That Boy. Garden Shed, I Ain't Got Time, and November. I think that was five. Oh, shit, I didn't say Mr. Lonely. I don't want Mr. Lonely.
I got a bonus track.
Yeah. I got a FIFA bonus track.
Tyler, if you're watching, first and foremost, I appreciate the maturity. We, you know, I think Kemba got down the best. Sometimes we see artists at their very beginning and it's hard to watch them grow. And on this album, you've grown immensely, not only from what is happening into your life and how you can convey that through rap, but also as a producer, like big time. You have that nuance, those subtleties about how you produce. Like when you hear it, you can tell it's you, but where you've come, where you were was dope, but where you are right now, you are an amazing artist. And the only thing I challenge you to is to continue to push yourself and to continue to mature.
Hell, I mean, these guys did a great job of breaking down the lyrics. Apologize if I didn't get a chance to dive into the lyrics more, because I didn't get that many listens of it. But I will say again, for the main time, the production on this album was amazing. I can say that this, yeah, production-wise, this is your best album. Piece of work that you put out so far in your career.
Tyler, I appreciate the growth and maturity that you've shown on this album. I agree with everything he said about the production, the soul that's in there. I will say this, if indeed, like, what I'm hearing and what I'm taking away from this is true, if you haven't, please talk to somebody. And I'll just leave it at that, man. Great project. And I loved it, so good job.
Yeah, only thing I can say is I think you made an incredible album. I'm sorry that it was a result of what seems to be a lot of pain and confusion and uncertainty in your life. Hopefully all of that clears up, but as a piece of work and as a piece of art, I think you did an incredible job. The tone and the mood and the feel of this album was completely on point. So great job. I look very much forward to what you do next.